This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Part of a beachfront condo building collapsed this morning in the Miami area town of Surfside. At least one person is dead. Architect William Prevotel lives in the area.
We're now finding out that this is quite tragic. It's a major wing with multiple units.
He talked to WPLG-TV Local 10 in Miami. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says about a third of the building slid right off the rest of the structure. And this, he says, is real trouble for rescuers.
The problem is the building has literally pancaked. It has gone down. And I mean, there's just feet in between stories where there were 10 feet. It is heartbreaking because it doesn't mean to me that we're going to be successful as we would want to be to find people alive.
No word yet on why part of the condo building collapsed. Police in Lauderhill, Florida, have a woman in custody after her two young daughters were found dead in a canal on Tuesday. She has not been criminally charged. Police say they're looking into reports that she was offering to baptize people in the canal a day earlier. Missouri is battling a rise in COVID cases that's filling intensive care beds. Experts say it's a combination of things, the hyper-transmissible Delta variant, and the resistance of many people to get a COVID shot. President Biden will be in Raleigh, North Carolina today as he presses the case for Americans to get vaccinated. John McAfee, the security software pioneer, has been found dead in a Spanish jail cell. Authorities say he killed himself. His death comes hours after a Spanish court announced it had approved his extradition to the U.S. to face tax charges, punishable by decades in prison. This is AP News. The U.S. military's been meeting with Turkey's military in Ankara. The AP's Zeria Shackley tells us why.
Turkish and U.S. military officials have met in Turkey's capital to discuss plans for Turkish troops to continue securing Kabul's airport after the withdrawal of the U.S. and other NATO troops from Afghanistan. Turkey, NATO's only majority Muslim member, has offered to protect and run the Hamid Karzai International Airport, the main gateway into Afghanistan, after the alliance pulls out of the country. The country, which has around 500 non-combat troops in Afghanistan, is, however, seeking U.S. and other allies' support for their mission. Turkey also wants Pakistan and Hungary to be involved in the mission. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Eli Lilly says it will submit its potential Alzheimer's treatment to federal regulators later this year. The company says it helps clear a protein from the brain called beta amyloid. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.